Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Quran and Coffee Live. Grab your coffee. Today I made a pumpkin spice latte because of the fall season, inshallah. And so, again, if you're a tea person, grab your tea, coffee, anything, inshallah. Grab your mushaf, most importantly. Today you all voted. Alhamdulillah, we had a poll last night, and I was like, do you guys want to hear a verse from Surah Al-Kahf about mercy, or do you want to hear my favorite verse? And it was my favorite verse, alhamdulillah. So we'll talk about that this week, inshallah. Next week, we will talk about that verse from Surah Al-Kahf that I really would love to reflect on, inshallah. I'm going to pin what surah and verse number it is right now for you all. Okay, there we go, it's pinned. So open to Surah As-Sajda, it's chapter 32, and again, it's verse number 17. It's a short verse, but inshallah, we'll extract a lot of gems from it. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fala ta'alamu nafsum ma أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. صدق عظيم. So this means, translates to, and no soul knows what has been hidden for them of comfort for eyes as a reward for what they used to do. So I'll say that again, it's so beautiful. No soul knows what has been hidden for them of comfort for eyes as a reward for what they used to do. It's such a beautiful verse. Let me tell you why we're doing this verse. So a long time ago, you know, my mom, may Allah SWT reward her, she's always been engrossed into the Quran since I was a little child, and mashallah, she memorized it when I was younger. And one day I was just like, you know what? I'm going to ask her this question. Mama, what's your favorite verse in the Quran? And she picked this verse, and I wasn't familiar with it. And it was such a short verse. And to me at the time, I was like, okay, no, seriously, but what is your favorite verse? And she said, it's this verse. And I said, okay, but why? And at the time she told me that you don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps hidden from you, from reward, from things that you did and that you continue to do. And you don't know the reward he gives you for it. It's hidden. And in that is a huge rahmah that is hidden. It's a motivator to do more. And you don't even know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts for you from goodness that you do. That was counted. That's written for you, right? It could be something so minute, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote it for you. And now as I'm growing up and I'm, alhamdulillah, reflecting on the Quran, this verse really stands out to me too. And I love this concept in Islam in general that, Like Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَحْقِيرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا, that do not belittle anything good from what you do. And look what this verse says from the beginning. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ. No soul will know مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. What was hidden. Like it was kept hidden for them. And when I remember this, and I think of this, I remember, like, you know, when, you know, for those who have children and you're encouraging them to do good deeds, a lot of times, like, you put a good deeds chart, right? Like, how many times did you pray today? How many times did you do this today, right? But and we keep track of that for them, but nobody's keeping track of us, you know, on a board, right? Whatever we do in goodness, every small little thing we do, it's into account in our book, inshallah, but we don't see it, right? And in that is a rahmah, that fact that it's hidden. Because I feel like if it wasn't hidden and we were seeing, for instance, the good deeds we were doing, and there were a lot, then that sometimes we'll be like, oh, I'm good for today, right? I don't need to do anything else. And then the opposite is true. You could be debilitated and you see that, oh, wait, hold on. I actually have not done anything good today. How am I supposed to get back up? There's no hope for me. So then you end up being stuck. But then here Allah is saying, you don't know what counts from comfort, from things that you did that will actually be a comfort to you. And when I'm thinking about this, like, I'm thinking about this mushaf that I'm holding, this Quran that I'm holding, that a friend gifted to me. And to me, I'm thinking right now, because I'm reading from this mushaf that she gave me, the Quran that she gave me and she gifted me, that she's getting the ajr, that she's getting the reward of every single person listening on this phone call. And she doesn't even know it. This is hidden from her, right? She's getting all this reward and she's oblivious to it simply because of one time she gifted me this Quran, right? And every time I read from it, every time, not a single letter, right? It's counted, inshallah, in her scale, in her good deeds because of her gift. And, you know, it can go so deep. Even like today I ate dates, for instance, and my friend gifted me those dates. So maybe those dates are giving me the energy to be on this live and reflect on a verse with you all, right? So this person who's really oblivious, again, to the good deeds she's getting, that Allah's rewarding her for it. And imagine someone going to, you know, coming on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, you look to the right, and then you see this mountain, inshallah, of good deeds, and you're like, where did this come from? Well, I didn't do this many stuff. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps hidden from you the things that you continue to do, and you don't even know that Allah is keeping that as a reward from you, and it's hidden from you. For instance, I remember one day I was going to fast, and in the middle of the night I woke up like 10 minutes before Fajr, and I found a mug of water, and I didn't even know which mug I was using. It was late at night, I could barely see, and for suhoor I just used this mug and I drank some water with it. The next day, as I'm fasting and I'm looking at my counter, I see this mug, and it was a mug that my friend had just got me, like literally 2 days ago she had got it for me. And I said, subhanallah, it made me think of this verse, and I said, you know, did Allah want me to use the mug she gave me so she can get the reward of my entire fasting day, right? Maybe, perhaps. You never know what Allah ta'ala counts, you know, for reward for the things, that small things that you do, that, you know, small deeds that you overlook. For those who know that Native Deen song, that it's so true that so many times we're doing something and Allah counts it for us and we don't even know. It's hidden from us, and that's the beauty in it. It's beautiful that it's even hidden from us. And you think about, if you do something for your neighbor, you know, we're encouraged to cook for someone who's sick, or, you know, be there for our neighbors. If you're cooking soup for a sick neighbor, you know, every sprinkle of salt that you're putting into that soup counts. Allah ta'ala sees it, right? Allah will reward you for that. And that is hidden from you. Again, like, just think of the magnitude of what this verse can really encompass. When you're driving to get groceries for someone in need, okay? Maybe every single acceleration on that gas pedal is a good deed for you. Like, seriously, every second you're braking and you're pressing the gas, right? Every second you're turning to go into the store, right? Every step you're taking into the store counts as a good reward because of that. And we don't see that. This is ukhfiya lahum, that this is hidden from us. And one day, inshallah, you will see these rewards. And this is a motivator to keep going, to keep doing things. And even think about it even more. You're on the road and somebody wants to cut you off. Somebody wants to go in front of you, okay? Now, if you let them in, and let's say this person was going to visit their loved one in the hospital, for instance, maybe you letting them in, you're getting reward for them. You're getting reward because you let them in and that you helped them be there for their family faster because of your good deeds, right? And this reminds us of a surah, I believe it's Surah Nisa. Allah Ta'ala says that man yashfa' شَفَاعَةً حَسَدَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا. That whatever you do in goodness for someone, you will have nasib out of it. And nasib means that you're going to get benefit out of it. And sometimes, again, you don't see that, right? Like the friend who gifted me this Qur'an has no idea that I'm reading from it right now. Absolutely no idea. But then, inshallah, she's getting the reward. So you really don't know, you know, what counts for you. And that's the beauty of the unknown sometimes. You know, sometimes we associate unknowns with fear. Like the unknowns are fearful. But with Allah, the unknown is actually mercy. Because who is Allah? He's the Rahman. And in that unknown, look what He's giving you. Look, Allah is saying that unknown equates to qurrat ayun, to your eyes. You know, when you see something and you're so amazed that, oh my gosh, is this mine, right? This is what Allah is saying, that what He kept hidden from you will one day make you say that and be like, where did this come from, right? And Allah is saying, well, I hid it from you, but look, it counted. I counted every step of goodness that you took. Like we said, every sprinkle of salt in those meals, every single thing you did. And it kind of reminds me of, you know, my grandmother, may Allah have mercy on her soul. One day she called me and she said, hey, I open this box. And she had me open a box that I had never seen before. And it was a gold necklace. And she wanted to gift it to me. She said, you know, I want you to have this. It was mine as a child. And for me, I was like, where did you get this from? Like, where was this? Like, I know my grandma's house in and out. Like, I know everything about it. Like, I've known her my whole life. And I told her, where did you get this from? And she said, well, I was hiding it for you. I was keeping it for you, like, for this day, like, when you were older and I was older and, you know, I can finally gift it to you. And, you know, in that box was a hidden gem, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our whole lives are like boxes of hidden gems, literally, that Allah doesn't tell us that, okay, now today you got this good deed and you got this and you got that, but they're accumulating without us seeing it. And one day, inshallah, it will be like that. Like, where did this come from? Where did these good deeds come from? Well, do you remember? Do you remember that time that you visited that sick person? Do you remember when you drove 30 miles out of your way for the sake of somebody in need? Do you remember all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, even when you forget it, right? Even when you're completely oblivious to it. And it even goes down to, you know, whatever goodness you do, like this morning, for instance, like I love stories like this. Like this morning, one of my friends posted a Surah Al-Kahf recitation of a guy reading Surah Al-Kahf, like a two verses. And I loved it. I listened to it. But then because I loved it so much, I started listening to all of this person's recitations and I kept listening to more recitations. And, you know, as I was reading this verse and reflecting on it, I was like, subhanAllah, like, is she being rewarded for me reciting? I mean, for me listening to all these recitations that she didn't even post about, but she's the one who encouraged it, right? Like, it started from her. It started from her post of one ayah or two ayahs. And now I'm in this wave of just recitations and recitations. So again, you never know what 1 ounce of goodness can do. You have no idea, right? You have no idea. It's hidden from you. It's ukhfiyah from you, like Allah says. But Allah says, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, a reward because of what they used to do. And we always say how, tie it to the verse before it, right? Or to the, like, what is happening in these verses? And I just noticed last night that the right before it, Allah describes the people and He's saying, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that from whatever we have provided for them, they spend. That they spend from whatever that Allah has given them, right? They give, that there's constantly giving. And here Allah doesn't say what they're giving. He doesn't say they're giving money or they're giving wealth. It could be just giving your talent. Like, every single person is born with a God-given talent in even a small way, right? Somebody's good at cooking and they cook for their neighbors. Somebody's good at, you know, making lattes and they make lattes for their neighbors and families or etc. Somebody's good at art and they make art for people. Like, everybody can use their talent and give from that. And what's beautiful in this verse is that Allah says, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, that they attach that whatever talent they have, they attach it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that calls them to give to more people. Right? It's this mindset that Allah gave me this ability and I want to share this ability. And now because of that, and because of you giving and sacrificing and striving for that khair, for that goodness, Allah is saying, you don't know the reward that you will get. That's hidden from you now, but one day you will see it and it will just make you so happy to the point where you're crying, right? You know those moments where it makes your heart happy? Allah is saying that because of what you did, because of what you gave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your heart happy too, inshallah. And one of my friends was recently telling me, she's a resident in medical school, and she was telling me she delivered a baby. And we were reflecting on this verse together, and I said, you know, subhanAllah, imagine with the intention of you doing khair, like you doing goodness, that you helped bring this baby to life. And one day when this baby is spreading goodness, even opening a door for somebody, that inshallah it could be in your scale of good deeds, right? Isn't Allah that merciful? Allah is that merciful, right? And I feel like we need to highlight this more in the Quran, that Allah Ta'ala gives us these verses as motivation, as encouragement. And we were reflecting on it, this verse in a group, and one of the sisters told me that it reminds her of a caterpillar. So she was saying, so you know how the caterpillar at one point in time is hidden from the world in this cocoon. And then, but then after they're hidden, that hiding was necessary for their transformation. that then they transformed into this beautiful butterfly. So she was saying how the things that are hidden from us could be that transformation into something beautiful that we're not even seeing, that we're oblivious about. But then Allah will show it to us and it will mean so much to us, to the point where that word Qurrat Ayun is just so beautiful, that, you know, the sweetness, the coolness of your eyes, to the point where you're just in awe that this is yours, that you've done this, subhanAllah. And again, the fact that we don't know is a huge mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a huge mercy from Him that we don't know. So this is my favorite verse, and I feel like it's a motivator for all of us that to keep spreading goodness, right? Sometimes you say, well, what is this one thing going to do? Like, you have no idea what this one thing is going to do. And, you know, like my teacher was recently telling me, you know, it's not about that person and what they need, but it's about our need. Like, I just want to give, right? I need to be that person that has these hidden gems. Like, I want to be a person who has hidden gems. So I'm just going to continue to do what I can, whether it's through gifting somebody a Quran, whether it's through telling somebody just one word of kindness, whether it's sharing one verse with somebody, whether it's helping someone, you know, load their groceries, whether it's opening a door for somebody, whether it's cooking for a sick neighbor. Again, like, the opportunities for hidden gems are infinite, absolutely infinite. And this is what this verse is all about, to really dive into those hidden gems that we sometimes overlook, you know. So may Allah ta'ala give us the ability to always rush to goodness, even in those small little ways, even in those sprinkles of salt, like we were saying, inshallah. So I pray that this has shed some light your way. Share it, right? You never know that you sharing this verse with someone and they sharing it with somebody else, and one day you are long gone, but this verse continues because of you, right? This act of goodness continues because of you, right? So don't belittle your actions at all. Like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us be of those people who continue to do and spread goodness for others, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for joining me. I will see you next week for Quran and Coffee Live. And next week will be the Surah Al-Kahf verse, inshallah, about mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.